This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good people out there that stand back and allow this country to go into the hell and the direction that it's going today. Edmund Burke said that evil prevails because good men do nothing. That is so far from the truth, friends. Good men don't allow evil to prevail, and we are in it today, let me tell you. In a big way. If you go over to the Sons of Liberty Media.com, we can see Ilhan Omar again. Is anybody paying attention to how emboldened these Muslim said representatives of the Muslims in the United States that have colonized over the last 20 years in this country, covert like? Has anybody been paying attention as to how emboldened these people act to threaten the President of the United States of America, the people's representative? To incite domestic insurrection, to try to create laws to shut you up as they play the victim, and the likes of Ilhan Omar saying, we don't care about what those protesters have to say. Do you not understand that you are under attack, America? Because you are. Just want to let you know. As a matter of fact, just to show you that in parallel, isn't it interesting? They're trying to shut you up. They're trying to suppress your free speech. The Muslims are in the United States of America through the help of the ACLU and CARE, a Hamas Muslim terror tied group. And at the same time, you have your said representatives trying to strip you of your God-given rights. Oh, Bradley, that's just not happening here, really. Just today, friends, state passes bill to seize guns based on entirely unchallenged accusations with no due process. All happening under the sodomite Jared Polis, the new governor in Colorado. Also have on sonsoflibertymedia.com a list of major corporations. Folks, if you want the definition of fascism, you're under it right now. These corporations are allied temporarily because their covenant of hell will be disannulled. Isaiah 28, verse 18, read it because that's the history of man. They're trying it all over again. They think they've got new technologies that they're just going to pull one over on the eyes of the Lord, the one that beholds the good and the evil in all the earth. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, friends, pay attention to what's going on in your country. In Ohio, Muslim dentist Nasreen Zayed supports genocide of Jews, wants to torture Zionist patients. In America, friends, systematically, incrementally, and friends, as well as methodically. All the while, the American people stand back and act as if their said representatives have nothing to do with enforcing the law and restraining men from sin. Matter of fact, on the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com right now, friends, we have Vice President Joe Biden puts his hands on sexually assaulted woman's thigh at sexual assault event. And most American people, they just stand back and laugh. Isn't that cute? Oh, perverted Uncle Joe. Isn't that cute? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. In New Zealand, friends, going door to door, gun confiscation targets thousands. One man already reportedly dead. As the prime minister holds to a Muslim prayer with a hijab on, showing solidarity, she said. You're in it, America. You are truly in it. Another article on county sheriff, an unconstitutional red flag bill. I'll go to jail before I'll violate somebody's constitutional rights. There's a man doing his job. Oh, if we had 100 men like that that feared God, we could storm the gates of hell all over again. The church is called to be on the offensive, not on the defensive, America. And the best that you have, or let me say it this way, the best that you have tolerated in this country are the very reason that you're in the trouble that you're in today. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. There's no way to get around what I just said. We're in it. We are in awesome times. No question about it. Well, you're being diverted away from this collusion. Well, you're being diluted away from Russiagate. And again, friends, just keep in mind it's the circus of politics, because it's all over the news again, and it is nothing but diversion to keep your eyes off of what they are empowering a foreign enemy to do in this land. Mark my words, write it down, call me crazy. Crazy Bradley Dean said this on this date. Give it 10 years, America, and then I'll ask you how crazy I was. No, because this is line upon line, systematically, the judgments of God concerning a people that refuse to listen to his commandments, refuse to take heed to his word. Leviticus 26, verse 14, start there and read to the end of the chapter. Did you see gun control costs? Dick's Sporting Goods takes $150 million loss. CEO is perfectly fine with that. Why is that? He's not worried about that. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Muslim academic. ISIS represents Islam. We must discuss this honestly and take responsibility for what is happening in the world. I'll tell you what's happening in the world. You have a created monster called ISIS, using the Muslims as the new political battering ram to upend countries on a global scale. That's why you're seeing this all over the world right now. It's being used just like that of Adolf Hitler using the Muslims to do his fighting for him. They're just being used as a political battering ram until they don't need them anymore. And then once they're used up, just like the sodomites are used up and the communists are used up and the left is used up and the Democrats are used up, because the right allows them all to be used up, because they refuse to enforce the law against all of their crimes. Well, guess what? That nation that forgets God will be turned into hell. And here we are today, America. Because you refuse to act. You refuse to act. Are things getting better? No, sir, they're not getting better. Why aren't they getting better? Well, you know, I talked to my friends on the phone today, and I complained about the problem too, Bradley. Yeah, you know, complaining isn't enough, friends. Action speaks a lot louder than words, and your enemies want to know if you really mean what you say. It's time to lawfully deal with them, friends, because I don't know what you're waiting for, but every day that you do wait, you're simply adding strength to tyranny. One more article, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. New Zealand deputy prime minister under fire for complaining Muslim communities in New Zealand have militant underbelly. You better know it, friends. That's what's happening.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray, with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give it themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer. Have you ever wanted to meet Bradley Dean face-to-face, eyeball-to-eyeball? Well, April 12th through the 14th is your chance. Occupy2019.com. Canton, Ohio, one of the Midwest's premier conferences. Russ Dizdar, Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, and others are going to teach you how to get in the game. Occupy2019.com, Canton, Ohio. We'll see you there.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E. Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1, for what it's worth, friends. Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube, hundreds of videos, 20 years of ministry, working with the best that we have in this country to put short videos together to bring about the resolve to the issues of America. And the issue is, friends, or issues are on so many different fronts that need to be dealt with. I want to tell you what the answer is, America. The answer is getting back to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and bringing about justice. When thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness, and not until then. King David said, it's time for them to work, for they have forgotten thy law. Yep. Amos said, let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream. Let it fall into the camps of the enemy. Let it fall upon the heads of the wicked. Let them be taken by the cords of their own iniquity, friends. A small minority are being used to destroy your country, America. And 53 other countries that are listening to me. Whenever a nation departs from God, judgment commences, and it's exactly where we're at today. He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his back. And let me remind you of what Napoleon Bonaparte rightly said. The Bible is no mere book. It's a living creature that power that conquers all that would oppose it. The Bible is no mere book. It is blood bought, friends. And so are our freedoms in the United States of America. The Bible is no mere book. It's a living creature that conquers all that would oppose it. We have a group of men on a global scale that are using the media to deceive the rest of the people into falling into line. And the only people that are falling into line are those that are not keeping their eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of your faith. His name is Jesus Christ. He is the captain of my salvation. Hebrews 12:2. Read it when you get a moment. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933, talking about the end times gloom and doom yesterday. Filthy hippies. I want to finish that today, and then I got a little bit of a surprise at the end during the fourth segment. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Media.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ. John 14:6. Folks, I know that the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God, but I got to tell you, friends, some of the news that I received today, I am jacked. How we have 325.7 million people in this country that stand back in the face of tyranny, that stand back in the face of 535 people that refuse to enforce the laws that are in the books. We don't need their policies. We're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments. We want God's 10 commandments back in place. Let it start first in your life. Let Christ fulfill that law. We're saved by grace through faith in that, not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. But read it in context. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to them that believe. And keep in mind, he was a preacher of circumcision, going to the Jews that were broken by the law, right? To the lost sheep of Israel. Read Romans 15:8 when you get a moment. My job has been faithfully done for 17 years on radio across the country. I'm the guy that people come back to when they're in trouble. I'm the guy that people come back to once they realize what was said 10 years later is now coming to pass. I've shared this story with you, and I've heard it several times, by the way. But from one particular guy that was doing high schools across the country with us, at the inception of the ministry, he said, some of the stuff that you were talking about, he goes, I used to think you were crazy. He goes, and do you realize that every topic that you talked about during your high school assembly across the country is exactly what we're dealing with today? And I said, yes. I said, the Holy Ghost is alive. The gifts of the Spirit are in operation today. He hasn't changed. Man has changed because they fail to meet him on his terms. The Holy Ghost is given unto those that obey. Not to those that have their foot in the world and the foot in the church. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Let not that man think he'll receive anything of the Lord. He won't. Either you're all the way in or you're not his. Either you're hot or you're cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. Revelations 3. For the sake of time, getting back to my topic, the end times, gloom and doom, filthy hippies. These are the people, the older generation, that refuse to repent for their succumbing gloom and doom messages that they teach the up-and-comings. Leonard Ravenhill said, today's church just simply wants to be raptured from responsibility. It's exactly right. And it's interesting, this older generation too says, you know, there's nothing we can do about it. Let's just sit down. God's on his throne. He will do what he will do. Yep, but God helps those that respond to his word and his commandments. Do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. But they don't go that far, friends. They want you to succumb to the fear of man, which is a snare, and it paralyzes men. They want to magnify the consequence, folks, of their rebellion and their dereliction of duty before a just and a holy God, what they leave undone. And these are the same people that are saying, you know what, we praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We can't wait until we get to heaven. And Jesus is looking down on them saying, wait a second, didn't I command you? You're in the position that you're in today because you have left off my commandments. And you want to tell those that have itching ears to listen to your corrupt, succumbing message that this is my will, that your country is being destroyed? Where did you see that in the Word of God? You know, these are the same people that leave off correction and instructions and righteousness and reproof. Not keeping in mind, friends, but I am, that all scripture is given by God, by the inspiration of God, for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. And it's the very things that they have left off. Why? Because they've never repented. They're not preachers of the cross. They're preachers of gloom and doom. And again, I'm talking about the end times, gloom and doom, filthy hippies. They're filthy souled individuals is what they are. And it's interesting, friends, you listen to these people, and the first thing you want to do when you leave is you want to go to the hardware store and pick up some rope and go hang yourself. Is that the word of God? No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. They're hopeless, and they want their hopelessness to run over their cup into your hearts so you can be one of them. Yesterday, I got about halfway through my message, and I was talking about how Jesus came to magnify the very things that they abrogate. They're antinomianists. They're anarchists, friends. They have no regard for God's moral law. And yet when you look at Scripture, you can see in Isaiah 42:21, the Lord is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. Jesus, he will magnify the law and make it honorable. It's interesting, over and over and over again, how many times did Jesus say, what does the law say? What does the law say? What does the law say? Now, we know that the law is only merely used as a schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ. It drives us to the foot of the cross where it can do no more, where we put our faith in Jesus Christ. But what is it that drove us to the cross? The law of God. When we acknowledge our sin and the Holy Ghost comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment, found in John 16, verse 8, starting there. And what does it work when the Holy Ghost brings forth godly repentance? Read 2 Corinthians 7:10. You know, it tells us in Psalm 40, verse 7 through 8 as well. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book, it is written of me, I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart, saith the Lord God. Jesus Christ, incarnate. Bradley, that's the Old Testament. Yep, and what does it say in the New Testament? Hebrews 8:10. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel, God's children, not the geographical, friends, piece of land that you find on the map. Israel are the children of God. It's the people. Okay? He said, saith the Lord, I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. Hebrews 8:10. See, Jesus clearly came to establish the law through faith. Read Romans 3:31. Again, read Galatians 3:24, because it is the law that is the schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ. Augustine rightly said, the law detects, grace alone conquers. Are you seeing a conquering to these gloom and doom hippies, friends? Absolutely not. And furthermore, the Bible clearly tells us in Isaiah 8:20, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it's because there is no light in them. Okay? Stay away from them. Folks, these are the preachers of gloom and doom that were born and raised up in this spirit of free love, this lawless love. And keep in mind that love is the fulfilling of the law that they have forsaken and that they denounce, and they live accordingly. Sons of LibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Actresses Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin are in a Boston court for their alleged roles in a massive college admission scam. This will be their initial appearance, and they're not expected to enter a plea. A judge will be setting bond of the conditions for their release. Jonas Bilbor is a criminal defense attorney. She reminds us,
you can't send a message when it comes to financial crimes simply by charging somebody more money. That doesn't hurt enough. You have to take away their liberty. Some people are going to see the inside of a jail cell in this case.
The Democratic-led Judiciary Committee is authorizing a subpoena for Special Counsel Robert Mueller's full, finalized report from the Russia investigation. Attorney General William Barr has said he will present a redacted version of the report by the middle of the month and noted the redactions will cover sensitive intelligence data, confidential grand jury material, and ongoing criminal investigations. Without proof, Democrats are suspicious of Barr's redactions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Thank you for the calls. I just got a couple of them, and I have to kindly refrain for the sake of time. You'll understand during the fourth segment. Got a little bit of a surprise for you. With that said, we're talking about the end timers, gloom and doom, filthy hippies. And by the way, I didn't mean to give out the number and then refuse the calls. I didn't realize that this is all the time that we had, and I have to finish this up before the end of the segment. With that said, the law... Friends, again, love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of that law. Romans 13:10. Also read in context, friends, Leviticus 19:17 when you get a moment. Folks, these same hippies also have attempted to abrogate that which Jesus did not come to abrogate. Read Matthew 5:17-18. Moving on here, we're going next to faith worketh by love. Scripture's clear about it. Faith worketh by love, right? Galatians 5:6. Now let me ask you, is it then love to withhold the faith that which brings about the works? No, it's just the opposite. Read James 2:14-26 when you get a moment, okay? Faith without works is dead. Scripture's clear. Paul said, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, show me your faith without your works and I'll show you my faith by my works. Who would know better than him? See, and these are the very people that sit around and say, well, God's on his throne. There's nothing we can do. Oh, yeah. You're in the position that you're in today because you do nothing. You know, it reminds me of Frederick Douglass, the abolitionist from the 1800s, who was a former slave. He said he used to pray for 20 years that he'd be liberated. He said, my prayers were never answered until I began to walk out my prayers. Wow. Hey, you gloom and doom hippies, you're not preaching the gospel. You're preaching gloom and doom. A message in reverse that counters the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, if you follow me, I will cause you to become, I will make you to become fishers of men. You're not fishers of men. You're preachers of doom and gloom. It's not scriptural, friends. Matter of fact, if you go to Psalm 78, 5 through 10, the Bible says, for he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded, not suggested, our fathers that they should make them known to their children. Nope. These are the people that have forsaken our children. Giving them over to government schools where the government has no business indoctrinating your kids whatsoever. It's a violation of law, Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. Going on Psalm 78, 5 through 10, that the generation to come might know them, even the children of what should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children. We are those that are born of the Spirit, those that are repairers of the breach. We are the doers of the Word of God and not hearers only, deceiving themselves, are raising their hands as the Lord asks in the book of Isaiah chapter 53, who shall I send? Lord, here we are. Here we are. Give us an opportunity to prove the faithfulness of who you are, because we can't find in Scripture anywhere where you ever failed a faithful man or a faithful woman of God. We can't find it in Scripture. But you want to preach gloom and doom. You know what you are? You're a bunch of losers, is what you are. You're a bunch of losers that love your sin. You hate the Christ, but you declare that you love him. And you use him to make money is what you do. Because at your little meetings where you have 3,000 to 5,000 people just alone in Minnesota every year preaching doom and gloom, it's interesting how you use that fear that paralyzes to drive them to your booth to make more money off of your false doctrines. And shame on you that are listening to it. Shame on you that follow man, any man. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. They kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in his law. That is the definition and the characteristics of these filthy hippies, these gloom and doomers, friends. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. 2 Timothy 4:3. Folks, these people can't give what they got, and what they do have, you don't want. It's hopelessness. Jesus said, it's the blind leading the blind, and it's exactly where they're leading their followers, not Jesus' followers, their followers, right into the ditch. Matthew 15:14. You know, it's interesting. The Bible says where sin abounds, grace does much more abound, but they don't preach a grace that abounds. They preach a grace that succumbs. They preach a grace of God that says, use it as an occasion for the flesh, as to suggest that Jesus is somehow the minister of sin. What Bible are you people reading? And I'm talking to the filthy end-timers, the gloom and doomers, the filthy hippies that were raised up in this free love. Well, let me tell you something. Love is never free, though it be freely bestowed upon us. Keep in mind, love is always in demonstration and sacrifice. Does the Bible say that we live unto him who died for us? Yep. Does the Bible say God is love? Yep. Does the Bible say that he first loved us? Yep. And how did he demonstrate that love? Look to Calvary. Look to Calvary. Did it cost the Son of God? Absolutely. And what was the price? His blood, his life. To do what? To redeem sinful man back unto himself that they might live a holy life. And why do they do that? They do it out of gratitude. Not because they have to, but out of gratitude. Folks, these gloom and doomers, they don't know the tribe of the line of Judah. Friends, they know death, not life. Read Matthew 23:27. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Where's the life? Where's the overcoming? Jesus didn't succumb. He had all power in heaven and earth, and he promised to give it unto his children. He said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Luke 10:19. What are they teaching you? Just the exact opposite. There's nothing you can do. Throw your hands up in the air. We're hopeless. Jesus, rapture us from responsibility. We've had enough of this. And they hasten to their own judgment. Prepare to meet your God. Prepare to meet your God. And I want to tell you what, the judge's face that you seek, if you think he's going to be smiling down upon your disobedience, you burnt hippies, you got another thing coming. You hasten to judgment through your inaction. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 3:2. Matthew 4:17. Acts 2:38. Acts 20:21. Hey folks, we're not to limit the Holy One of Israel, but they limit the Holy One of Israel. And then we wonder why this country's in the state that it is. These people make excuses as to why they don't serve the Lord. Well, the answer to that is in Deuteronomy 28:63, and it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught, and you shall be plucked from off the land whither thou goest to possess. It's the church's fault, friends. That's why we're in trouble. It first starts with the church. And professed Christians, by the way, which are a part of that church, claim they. Hey, folks, I got a question for you. Can you imagine our forefathers back in the 1700s saying, this is it, it's all over with? Jesus is coming back to get us out of here. I guarantee you there were a bunch of burnt hippies back then, too. I don't know what you'd have called them back then. But the fact of the matter is, you can rest assured there was a bunch of people with their false doctrine, their eschatology. They're a bunch of false theology, friends. They're just telling everybody, forget it, we're done. The British are going to wipe us out. Nope. Our forefathers, along with the Black Robe Regiment, 13 colonies and less than 3% of the population, responded to God's commandments. And by the way, there's the Holy Ghost right there for you, friends. Just dropped. Okay? In action. They took heed unto the Lord, and he bestowed upon them the victory throughout the war for independence. And because of them, those that obeyed the Lord were here today because of them. Remember our national motto, no king but King Jesus, with flags flying, appeal to heaven. They saw their responsibility and answered the call. Are you? America, when we call upon the God of our fathers, even now in Jesus' name, he promises to answer on his terms. Yet we must all meet him on his terms. Jeremiah 29:11-13. Our forefathers didn't lay down. They stood up and they played the men that God created them to be. They fought the good fight of faith. 1 Timothy 6:12, and secured their posterity's future, didn't they? Because we're their posterity. They didn't fall to circumstance. They sought the Lord. He heard, answered, and set the record straight that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God is not dead. He is not the God of the dead. He's the God of the living, America. He's the God of the living. We're dead to sin. We're alive to righteousness. We put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. The only reason he's dead in your life is because you're dead in your sin. Read 1 Corinthians 15. Hey, friends, our forefathers, the Lord showed himself strong on their behalf. With this, our forefathers pledged the high cost of their lives, fortunes, and sacred honor, and paid with their blood to redeem us. In the natural, 1 Corinthians 2:14, the analogy, through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, John 3:16, 1 Peter 3:18, and yet we call them blessed. For Christ hath also once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that we might be brought to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. We're called to be witnesses of the resurrection, not witnesses of the fallen man, the reprobate man who sold to sin. Christ Jesus is the standard, not fallen man. Appeal to heaven, friends. Appeal to heaven. We have a right to come into the throne of grace in the time of need. We have a right to come into the Holy of Holies through the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. America, we're blood bought. The second president of the United States of America, John Adams, said, posterity, listen carefully. Posterity, you will never know how much it costs the present generation to preserve its freedoms. I hope you will make good use of it, America. If you do not, I shall repent in heaven that I ever took half the pains to preserve it. The way in which we express our gratitude, friends, is to those that gave us so much, to honor them with our actions and living for what they died to give us, starting with the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, the Man of War, who died on Calvary to redeem us back unto himself, that we might be partakers with the Holy Ghost, that we might be found faithful witnesses that deliver souls. Read Jeremiah 33:14-16 when you get a moment. We'll be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is John Healy. I've listened to Brad for over 10 years now. I see this ministry to be a great teacher and a revealer of truth, really guided by the discernment of God working within. Brad has taught many thousands truths of God and truths about the other side and how they apply to current times. If you'll listen, no doubt you'll learn something.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bill.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Dinovite. .com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. As promised, I did get through most of the message concerning the expose on the burnt, filthy hippies that are preaching gloom and doom, that fail to repent before a just and a holy God to adhere to his word. With that said, my sons have been reading a book by Dan Fisher. A couple weeks ago, we were out in Wisconsin, and Dan was one of the speakers. Outstanding history. You know, it was actually the President of the United States of America that said, if you don't know your history, you don't know where you're going. If you don't know where you came from, you don't know where you're going. And how right on he was and is. Well, my sons have been studying the Black Robe Regiment. They were called the Black Robe Regiment by the tyrant across the pond that meant to call them the Black Robe Regiment to stain their character when, in fact, they took it as a badge of honor. So without further ado and without being so laborious, my son Judah is here to share with you some of the history. So, Judah, have at it.
All right, thanks. I'm going to tell you a story of Peter Muhlenberg. Peter was a member of the Black Robe Regiment. He was a pastor, and he was a colonel in the Continental Army. There's a lot of famous stuff about Peter. For instance, like he was there at the House of Burgesses when Patrick Henry gave a speech when he said, "Is life so dear or peace so sweet as we purchase at the price of chains or slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what other courses others may take, but as for me, you can give me liberty or you can give me death." And that enraged all the people there, because, and when Peter was when it was time for Peter to give his speech at his church on Sunday, he came in his black robe and his white preaching bands, and he came up to there, and he opened to the book of Ecclesiastes, where Solomon says, there's a time for all things, there's a time to preach, and there's a time to pray. And he closed his Bible, and he looked at his congregation, and he told them, Solomon was right. There is a time for all things, a time to preach, and a time to pray. And he said that that time is now past for me. He said, now is the time to fight. He removed his preaching robe and his preaching bands. And underneath, he was wearing a colonial uniform. And the signal was for him to open the doors. And a drummer boy would begin to play the drums. And then, one by one, his men of his congregation walked out to follow the colonel off to fight for liberty and freedom. Where they were engaged, he was the commander of the 8th Virginia Regiment, and they were engaged in some of the great battles of the war, such as Charleston, Germantown, and Yorktown, and a lot of others. And it is said of Peter Muhlenberg that he was brave in the field, faithful in the cabinet, honorable in all his transactions, a sincere friend and an honest man, and he fought for liberty, and he was a member of the Black Robe Regiment and a commander. And that is the story of Peter Muhlenberg. And our next speaker, in fact, is my brother, and his name is Izzy. And Izzy, you can come and take it away. He's going to tell you the story of Thomas Allen.
Thank you, Judah. Izzy, you are up next. All yours.
Okay, so today we're going to talk about Pastor Thomas Allen. Pastor Thomas Allen is a commander of the Berkshire Militia, and he served as their chaplain. Well, the best illustration of him would be at the Battle of Vinnington, Vermont, August 16, 1777. He had his black preaching robe and his white preaching band, and when the men were positioned, he walked out ahead of them, and he walked in a fallen tree stump, and then he gave the British regulars an opportunity to surrender, and one of their Tories said, hey, that's Pastor Allen, somebody pop him, and they responded with a volley of musket fire, and then when they fired, it missed him, but one of them put a hole in his hat. After that, he went back to his brother, and he said to his brother, Joe, I'm a better shot than you. You reload and I'll shoot. And they fought at the Battle of Vinnington, Vermont all day. And then a few days later, one of the men from his congregation said, he said, Pastor Allen, I heard that you fought like a common soldier. And he said, ah, yes, the fighting was hot. Every man had to do his duty. And then after that, he said, oh, did you kill anybody? He said, I don't know if I killed anybody, but there was this particular bush, and there's a flash went off. Every time this flash went off, one of our men would go down. Such a steady aim with that flash not fired. I don't know if I killed anybody, but I sure to take out that flash. And that was one of the stories of the Black Robe Regiment, and now Christian Dean is going to do this one. Here he is.
Good job, Izzy. Okay. Izzy.
All right.
So we're going from 13 years old to 10 years old. Now that we are going down to, how old are you, Christian?
9
years old. So you go ahead and speak right into that microphone.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Dad. Okay. Today we are going to talk about Job Trout. Okay. Job Trout was a preacher, and George Washington told him to do a speech for the Continental Army. And he did, and he always blessed with an amen at the end, and he had to say one more word, God prosper the cause. And he did that, and then the next day, they fought at Brandywine Creek, and they lost that battle, sadly, but they lost the battle, but they said they're not going to go without a fight, or they're not going to go without a fight to do their liberty. And guess what happened to Job Trout? He died sadly that day. He was a 25-year-old preacher. He was a preacher. And he gave his life at 25 years old, so me and you can be right here. Thank you.
Okay, in case you didn't get all that, he is telling you the story of a preacher, Joab Trout, a Lutheran pastor, and George Washington asked him to give a speech to give the men strength for the fight at Brandywine Creek. And he did that, and as he ended with the traditional amen, the sun was setting, and then he ended with God prosper the cause. And the next day, They fought at Brandywine Creek, and sadly, Joab died that day, but he died for freedom, and so I can be here today, and they walked away with a victory that they can stand up to the British and that they will fight for their freedom no matter what. And thank you, and that is the story of the Black Robe Regiment.
You know, for the record, friends, I got to tell you, there's no more greater honor than to see your kids feeding on the sacrifice. Because if you want to know what the answer to America's dilemma is, not just the young, not just the old, and not just for the in-betweenites, friends. When we begin to realize that we are a blood-bought nation, that our family members fought, bled, and died to give us the freedoms that we have, it is all over with the enemy. When we, out of gratitude, honor God, honor His commandments, honor His Son in our lives, and out of gratitude, walk in holiness because we're so thankful for that gift called freedom, both in the spiritual first and then the natural. Because we all realize that freedom wasn't given unto us to do what we want to do. Freedom was given unto us to do what we ought to do. America, 53 countries that are listening, are you living for what these men fought, bled, and died to give you? I've shared this with you in the past, and again, I want to share it with you today. Every year we go to Arlington Cemetery. It's one of my most favorite places on earth to go. When I go there to the cross in the spiritual and then the natural, it's a mysterious strength, a sanctifying power that overtakes me when I realize that I've been washed in the blood of the Son. Revelations 1:5, unto Him who loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood. And going to Arlington Cemetery, understanding that my cousin was killed in Vietnam, and understanding my dad was in a boat picking up body parts out of the water in Korea, and that my uncle was in World War II, and how my grandpa was in World War I, and understanding when I put that together, wait a second, what did they fight, bleed, and die to give me? And then I realized, wait a second, they swore to uphold the enumerated laws found in the U.S. Constitution, which are based on common law, the Mosaic Institution, God's moral law. Wait a second, they fought, bled, and died fighting against the very tyrants that many in this country and in other countries have been led to believe that they can go ahead and desecrate their memories at will without consequence. They are sadly mistaken there and here. When I go to Arlington Cemetery, I say thank you to the guys. I say thank you to the women that are 6 feet under the ground. And as I look up to heaven, I ask the Lord, am I doing okay? And I say, Lord, we need more help. You're all the help we need, but we need more people in America because it's all gloom and doomy for everybody in this country. And to be quite honest, I'm tired of the bad report. The good report, friends, is this. We can do this together. We can, as one nation under God, do this in Jesus' name. We can do this by the power of the Holy Ghost. There's no excuse for defeat. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against us. They shall flee before us seven. They shall come out against us one way, but they shall flee before us seven ways. The people of the earth shall see that we are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of us. And I want to tell you something, friends. They operate covert-like and stealth-like because they are afraid that His people are going to catch on to what they're doing. And the Lord in His mercy is bringing all things to the light. As the Lord brings all things to the light, what's the response, friends? It should be that you keep the commandments of the Lord and lawfully deal with criminals. Peruse your constitution and you will understand what I'm talking about. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya!
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.